Okay. Ma'am, do you have a case or something? Or you, we miss you or? That's all that, no, that's all the cases, I'm just wondering. Oh, well, it's okay, I didn't know though, I didn't want to miss anybody because we're all done and you were there, I didn't know. Okay. Alrighty, let's go back, back to regular business before we go to old business. We have two cases under advisement, under regular order of business this evening. And our first case will be $10,606. And that's the use of the temporary trailers we heard down, down there at Middlesex Beach and also to keep the signs. The gentleman gave a 2-year timeline on getting the new structure up. And at also he says stated that he will be removing those signs and want to relocate it to one, his billboard.
Strange the Middlesex was not opposed, but now they are.
Yeah, after 2 years plus, and now these are the first letters that he has gotten. It is clean. I mean, it, where he's at, it's a good area. And as he so stated, for him to move it would be in the way of doing his major, the building that he needs to build.
Yeah.
And in their opposition letter, they say they have no problem with the construction trailer being put on site until the thing is complete.
Right.
And that's what he's going to use this for, as construction.
That's
so.
What he says.
And then they limit construction time, so I don't think there's a problem with it.
I don't see any problem with it. I don't know what the problem is with them. It's hard to understand. They have written quite a long letter here. It just doesn't make much sense. And from where I see it, the signs, he is aware that if the signs come down, when they come back, he has to come before us again.
And that's what he was aware of.
Well,
yeah.
What he was saying was that he wanted to keep the signs as they are for the 2-year period.
Right.
When the new building's built, all signs will be in compliance.
But then he'd have to come back to us for any more signs.
Any more signs, yes.
Right.
Because I don't know if he's aware of that, but we shouldn't make him aware.
When the sign comes down,
he'll have to come back anyway.
He said both signs are coming down, so he's got to come back.
He'll be able to put up a
One sign.
One sign.
He can have a ground sign.
I think depending on how many businesses the square footage changes.
Right, whatever comes about that property, they can have one sign 200 square foot.
Okay.
Per side, yes.
Sign.
Per business.
One per lot on there.
But one for the whole project.
Right.
Yep.
And then wall signs for each business.
Yes.
But he still would have to come back to us for any other.
Not for additional wall signs.
Not for additional wall signs, but it's for like grounds onto the billboard.
Each can have 150 square foot of wall signage.
A wall sign.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not going to get a CO if he's got signs up there in violation.
Correct.
So it's going to be governed by
They'll
the county rights.
They'll have to be
in
compliance,
Right. So I didn't see any problem with it. But anyway.
Yeah, I have no problem. And so I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,606 for a period of 2 years, and that would also limit not only the mobile but the existing signs.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,606 with the stipulations as presented. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.